Peace out.
Hello. Welcome to Peace Out Podcast's Time to Pause mini episodes. It's Monday, and I'm so happy that you're here. Let's start off our week with the Calm Down Countdown to help clear and calm our minds. Make sure you're sitting comfortably right now. Rest your hands on your knees. Sit up tall. Gently roll your shoulders back. Close your eyes if you'd like. I'm going to count down from three. All you need to do is take nice deep breaths in through your nose and breathe long and slowly out through your nose. If you want, you can time your breathing with the numbers. Whenever you hear a number, breathe in and breathe out in between. Ready? Three, two, one. Great. Today we're going to practice loving kindness. This is when we send friendly wishes to people in our lives. Even though we are not saying it directly to them so that they could hear it, just by thinking or saying it out loud makes our hearts and minds feel good. And we can share that positive and caring energy with them as we think about them and when we do see them. It also makes us remember them and think about them even more, which will help make it easier to make kind choices towards them if we keep practicing this. We are going to say these words while we think of four people. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. Close your eyes again if you'd like. We're going to start off with the person close to us, someone you will live with for the rest of your life, so you should make sure to take care of that person. It's you. Give yourself a hug right now, and you can keep hugging yourself as you repeat after me, either in your head or out loud. Ready? May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. May I live with ease. Amazing. You can put your hands down now. We talked about loving kindness in our mycelium mindfulness episode. And we explained that living with ease doesn't mean that life will be really easy for you. It means that you are relaxed and happy and able to deal with life. Now let's picture our second person, someone that we love. Think of that person right now. What do they look like? How do they make you feel? If this is your second, third, or fourth time listening to this, you can always choose a different person each time. Or the same person, it's up to you. Now keep picturing this person as you repeat after me. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. Well done. Now, let's picture someone that we might not get along with very well. You might find it very difficult to be kind to this person. Keep thinking about this person as you repeat after me. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. Excellent. That might not have been easy, but I promise you that you just did a very good thing. Last one. Think of someone in your life that you might not know so well. Maybe a kid in school that you see sometimes in the hall but haven't talked to, or a neighbor who you see on the way to school. You might not even know this person's name, but they're there, and that person has a whole life that we have no idea about. Family, friends, maybe a job, things they're scared of, a favorite color, you don't need to know much about them to send them friendly wishes. Picture that person now while you repeat after me. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. That's it. You've just practiced loving kindness. This is something that you can do every day, anytime. Remember how we said that the people who we think of right now will not hear us? Here's an idea. Call a relative or a friend after this episode ends. Ask the grown-up that you're with if you can just call and say hello. Ask them how they're doing. Maybe tell them what you did today. You don't have to talk for too long, only if you want to. But it would probably brighten their day to hear your voice or even see you over video chat. And you can do this every day. With many people practicing social distancing by staying home right now, it is a nice way to stay connected. Social distancing doesn't mean emotional distancing. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, peace out and peace within. Peace Out Podcast was created and is written and hosted by Chanel Tsang. Sound engineering by Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM. Produced by Chanel Tsang and Rob Griffiths.